Good evening, good evening, good evening. This is Mr. Candle, and I'm sitting here on your bedside table, as I sit on the bedside table of every child throughout the universe. And if they don't have a bedside table, I sit on the floor. And if they don't have a floor, I sit in their hearts, because I am Mr. Candle. I am the glowing light of love, and I am with every child on the face of the earth. And if the parents want me, I'm there too. But I'm with every child. I travel the world, naturally, and I'm sitting on the bedside of all these children, and I also join in their games, and I watch as they play together and do things together. And there's one guy, and he's just born. And he popped into the world and said, "Hi guys, hi world, how's everybody?" Nobody could understand him because he was saying, "Goo goo ga ga goo wah wah boo." And everybody thought, "Isn't that cute?" And so mother and daddy looked at that little tyke and said, "Is that the cutest guy, the cutest guy?" And mother said, "Yes, it is the cutest guy." And daddy says, "I have a teddy bear for him." And so daddy puts the teddy bear next to the newborn baby. And mother takes the teddy bear away and says, no. He's too young to have a teddy bear. He's too little to have a teddy bear." And I'm watching as they're playing this game. "What do you mean I'm too little to have a teddy bear? I got all the teddy bears in the world if I want them, you know." And mother and daddy are discussing back and forth. "He shouldn't have a teddy bear because it's liable to get in the way. When he turns over, he might roll on top of it, or he might not be able to turn this way or that way if the teddy bear there. It might be a disturbance to him." And dad says, "Well, I don't think that's a problem. I think that every little tiny baby, every little baby born should have a teddy bear. And I bought this teddy bear. It was so perfect, and there's nothing that can come off. The eyes can't come off. They're sewed right in. The legs and arms are very well secured, and everything is very properly done so that it's a safe baby toy, you know. But he'll chew on it, and he'll do this, and he'll do that. Well, this is designed to be a baby chew-on teddy bear. It's a baby chew-on teddy bear toy that I bought at the toy store just for our little Joseph here." "Oh, come on now. He is only a couple days old now. He shouldn't have a teddy bear." "Mama, let him have a teddy bear." And so, daddy puts the teddy bear down next to Joseph. And Joseph looks at the teddy bear. He can't see it yet because he hasn't quite learned how to focus his eyes, but he looks at the teddy bear. He knows that there's some clunk of thing next to him, and he sort of reaches toward it. And as he reaches toward it, his little hand goes across the soft, fuzzy fur, and he goes, "Oh, oh, oh," a happy, happy guy. And mama looks and says, "Well, maybe you're right." And dad says, I know I'm right. He's not too little for a teddy bear." And Joseph looks at his parents. He doesn't see them clearly yet, but he looks at his parents and he says, "You know, I am complete and whole right now. I am living in this body that is developing. The body is learning how to use the voice and learning how to use the eyes and the ears and the nose and the system through which everything flows. And actually, I know how to do everything already. It's just that I don't have that tool of a well-developed body to do it with yet. But that'll come. That'll come. It doesn't have to. If you would see me as a fully developed being rather than a baby, then I would be that way. But you think I'm even too little for a teddy bear. My goodness, am I going to grow up slowly with this family? But I'm not going to let that happen, because I'm not too little for a teddy bear, and I'm going to live all of my life aware and knowing that I know everything now. Because that's who I am. I am not born stupid. I am not born without anything. I am born fully aware of everything. And what I'm doing right now is you've given me this toy, this body to live in, and I'm going to develop this body. And you think I have to develop it for, say, 10, 12 years before I can become a young man, a young being, but hey, mentally, I'm already there. And physically, I'm mentally already there too. And one of these days, I'm going to fool you. I'm going to come out born as a fully developed human being, and as a fully developed human being, I'm going to become bigger. Kind of hard to be born a fully developed human being as a big person from the womb that you designed, but you know, we'll make new plans on that too. Ah, yeah, I've got so many ideas in my mind. Joseph was looking at his parents and saying to them, I love you. I love you. And one day you'll understand, just like I understand. Oh, my goodness sakes. Can you imagine living in a fully developed body as a little tiny baby and being able to talk and walk and do different things and do everything just like an adult? That would certainly put a new tack on things, wouldn't it? But that's the way life is. Puts new tacks on things constantly. And that's what we are. Putting new tacks on things constantly. Oh, hey, hey, hey. I see Mr. Sandman coming here now. And he has his bag of pixie dust that he gives to every child every night to give them happy dreams and happy thoughts. And he's going to drop that on you. Now, snuggle into your mother and father's arms. Say, I love you, I love you, I love you. Even though you think I'm a little kid, I'm a big people. And I love you. And then let them go. And take your teddy bear and snuggle him. So what if you're 15? So what if you're just 1 year old? So what if you're 3 weeks? Take your teddy bear and snuggle him in your heart. And say, good night, Mommy. Good night, Daddy. I love you. And Mr. Sandman sprinkles his pixie dust, and you fall fast asleep. And I'll see you another night. But just remember, I love you. I love you. I love you.